Coach, it's was a tough game. Penalties were another issue that came up. Injuries were another issue that came up. The team started out real good. We looked real good the first quarter, first half even, holding them down to only 14 points. So that was good despite everything else.
Yeah, when you're looking at the score, it's not indicative to, you know, the end of the score game, to how we played or what it went on to that in this game if you weren't here, you know. And starting off the game, we came out great, you know. But when you get injuries like we did to three or four of our major contributors on offense and defense, you're put in a tough spot, you know. And we're not trying to I'm not trying to give an excuse with injuries, but when, you know, when you don't have the numbers in the older class, it's puts you in a tough position. And I thought our younger guys stepped up and battled. I mean, you can't ask for what we asked them for. They did what they were supposed to do. They did their job. They played with heart, want, and will, like we always talk about. Penalties, there was a few on us, and you know, there was some questionables, but I'm not gonna, you know, you go there and use that as an excuse either. But at the same time, you know, shoot, I thought we did a great job. I really did.
It was one of those tough ones. Of course, Jonathan being out, and then you had a couple other injuries. The boys did come back, surprisingly held them to only 36 points at the end of the game. So, yeah, you have to pat the younger kids on the back for sure.
Yeah, I mean, my hat's off to Jonathan Cabrales. He's been battling with bursitis all week, had a blood infection, and he gave it a go. And, you know, that's huge on his part to come out and do something like that. And he gave as much as he could. And then, you know, once we got Ishmael Tafoya out with a concussion and Richie was battling, and then we got a low hit on one of our linemen, Anthony Sines. You know, those are tough. But at halftime, it was 14-0. It was a ball game. And, you know, all the way through, you know, but it's just when you get in a tough situation like that and you get poor field position and penalties that we had, it's so tough to overcome, you know. But I'm just so proud of our kids and the season we had, you know, going from 2-8 the last 2 years to getting to the quarterfinals. That's huge, and that sets a precedence on the seniors and these upperclassmen of what they did and how they helped build this program, and I love them so much for that.
They have built it, and you've got a lot of juniors this year, so you're looking at a good team for next year?
We really are. We got a lot of those juniors that have been dedicated. They've been put in the fire. They got a ton of games under their belt, and we're going to come back even stronger, and we're looking for big things again next year.
Okay, Coach. Congratulations on a good season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.